You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Menopause is a normal hormonal change in a woman's body that occurs around the age of 50. According to Health Navigator New Zealand, around 70% of women show significant symptoms of menopause. In a recent poll by Tenor, 43% of women felt completely alone going through menopause, and 77% were hesitant to tell their mothers. I spoke with Isis Mackay, General Manager at Women's Health Action, about the stigma around menopause. Why do women feel ashamed of a health concern that's beyond their control?
Looking at study from the UK recently around people's experiences of it being taboo, saying something to talk about that they're ashamed of. And honestly, those results don't surprise me. And while menopause is a natural life stage, I think that the negative attitudes and experiences of menopause and menopausal people are unfortunately part of a larger issue of devaluing women within society, especially older women. You know, it's really interesting when you look at people's experiences of menopause, and I think that study confirms that, and work that's been done more recently, is that it really closely linked to societal attitude. Many Eastern societies, for example, menopause is seen as a time of liberation and renewed energy. And so not surprisingly, menopausal people in those countries actually report significantly less problematic symptoms during this period of their lives. So they're less likely to experience the same symptoms as their Western counterparts.
And what are some of the biggest stigmas surrounding menopause?
It's really interesting. And I guess in Western societies, along with the general sort of actual experiences of stereotypical symptoms, I think that women in our societies are often going to be caring for teenage children and elderly parents, and they're expected to have their worth in professional and social situations. Menopause is generally seen as a beginning of a decline rather than someone to be held to high esteem. And let's face it, we're not a country that generally sees 50-plus women as people to be held to high esteem.
How could we fight some of these stigmas?
I think it's about recognising menopause as a natural life day, but also just the general valuing of women, and of, especially of older women. I think that we need to be talking about menopause in a way that we talk about, and increasingly talk about, periods. For instance, that's something that we seem to be having a lot more discussion about. People are comfortable talking about teenagers and periods, yet we still seem to struggle with the idea of talking about menopause and the symptoms of menopause in any other way that's other than sort of a butt of a joke, for lack of a better term. You know, we often see memes and things on the pop culture talking about the stereotypical hot flushes and irritability or mood changes for menopausal women, but we don't talk about realities of physical and emotional. Don't talk about the fact that it's really normal to experience heavy bleeding in perimenopause age. And we don't talk about things like vaginal dryness and loss of libido and how to counter those things, and because they're seen as something to be rather than to be understood. In some cases, treated, you know, like, I think there's some really interesting options available. We know a lot more about natural therapies for menopause, and we also know a lot more about the more medicalized options. And I guess that it's a really important balance right there. But I think if we draw on some of this research around societal toward menopause and the close link to how that's experienced, we've got a lot of work to do to change our attitudes that start our general exposure to all things menopausal, and also how we support our whānau who are menopausal in the workplace, more aware of the way in which we talk sort of menopausal factors, and stop making it seem harmless, that she can really hurt, and stop people from discussing their experiences and lead to them masking things. We know that things that affect young women, menstruation and period poverty, also impact women who are going through menopause. We know that a woman that are more likely to take time off work, for instance, due to experiencing menopausal symptoms, and that they also more likely to go without products that they might need, that they are experiencing the same issues in terms of affordability of those as their teenage daughters are. a lot of work to do, I think, just in general, to change our attitudes toward in general.
As you've mentioned, it's not just with menopause, but also with, like, menstruation. There's also, like, urinary incontinence that women have to deal with. But why is it that we're not having more open conversations and more ways of finding support?
Well, I think, I'll just keep coming back to saying that I think it's about devaluing women in general, but women, and I use older women as a loose term. We're talking about the sort of general population of menopausal women are 52 and a half. And for some reason, as a society, we seem more comfortable to accept and to work towards making things easier for a young woman, for teenage women. But if you are an older woman, even consider older women, might like to be that age anyway, but that we need to do change valuing of these people and not see them as the outgoing in society and actually recognise the value that drawing on the research that's done in other countries, we know that, yeah, women who are celebrated, who are seen as respected members of the community, that where menopause is seen as a time of revival and celebration, then the actual symptoms are different. And clearly it's seen as a natural life course as opposed to a medicalized problem that needs treatment. And that is part of the issue here, is that we're not looking at this as part of a life stage. We are looking at this as a medical issue, something that needs to be treated and masked as opposed to experienced. And we can draw on so many parallels, I guess, in history around the way in which women are treated, female, trans and non-binary whānau, how they're treated in terms of issues of reproduction and women's bodies. You know, it's not that long ago that we had people having forced hysterectomies and institutionalising people who were going through menopause because society just couldn't get their heads around in a woman's life. So we actually have come a long way, but we've still got a long way to go in terms of understanding and respecting these processes.
The study was conducted in England, but would you be able to find similar experiences and similar testimonies to what was found in the study if you had a look in New Zealand?
We used to hold menopause seminars some time ago, and when people would ring up to even book for the seminar, they would say things like, wanting to, or the seminar, or the health. They didn't want to say the word menopause because it's still such a taboo. It's something that you might want to speak of in your office or even with the privacy of your own home. So 100% the attitude that are reflected in that survey and the experiences of menopausal people that are discussed in that survey, I think absolutely have huge parallels here in Aotearoa. And I think that there is some amazing work that's starting to happen. I know that there is a lot of gushing and the media around menopause, and we've got working in broadcasting like Petra Baghurst, for instance, who are going through these life stages themselves, who are now starting to say, hey, we're not having these discussions, we're not talking about this, what's up with that? And sometimes it takes those sorts of experiences and people in positions who have a vocal voice, who people who are willing to listen to them and respect them to start shifting that conversation. But absolutely, like the common things that came up in that study were the same sorts of things that were discussed in our seminars like 10 years ago. We're still working with those same sets of issues, and I'm really hopeful that lots more of this discussion and sphere, like just even chatting with you today, is something that is really gives me hope. It's something that we haven't had the experience to discuss in these sorts of mediums before, not at this level. So I find it really encouraging. Just chatting with you about menopause is something that probably wouldn't have happened years ago.
Finally, I just want to ask, where else can women find menopausal support if they can't get it from their own families?
So I think that there are a number of online platforms. There is a great group called Midlife Down Under that I've been following that seems really interesting. Women's Health Action is actively working in this space, and we are currently reviewing information and support available, so people can get in touch with us if they want help, you know, to get a good steer in the right direction. And a lot of stuff around menopause is about balancing what it is that is an individual and what experiences that you are having that are life or, you know, that limiting your ability to go about your day-to-day activities. And those are discussions that people should also have with their GP if they feel like they need something that isn't available to them openly. And I think that, I guess that's another factor that we need to consider, is that we need to make sure that physicians, GPs, people working within women's health in general practice, they take responsibility also to make sure that their colleagues are understand and discussing menopause as a natural life rather than over medicalizing it. And then balancing up the benefits and risks of things like the formerly called HRT. They're all valid things for people to look at and explore and balance up what is best for them. There's a number of emerging spaces for people to reach out.
That was Isis Mackay, General Manager at Women's Health Action, speaking to me about the stigmas of menopause.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.